pages 6 and 7. Listen together. Part A. Listen and write.
Hello, this is Tyler. May I speak to Paul?
Sure. Hold on a moment, and I'll get him.
Hello, Tyler. How have you been? I've been good. I just got home from school. Me too. I was planning on sending you a text message about going to a movie tomorrow. I'm glad I called, because my cell phone is broken. I can't read any text messages. I'm going to buy a new one with my father tonight. That's a good idea. So, do you want to see a movie with me tomorrow? Of course! I want to see the new adventure movie. It seems to be exciting. When do you want to go? I'm not sure. I'll look at the movie times first, and then call you back, okay? Okay, but my father just said we're going to buy a new cell phone right now. Could I leave a voice message on your father's cell phone? That will be fine. I'll call you when we get back. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Part B. True or false? Use the information above.
1. Tyler's cell phone is broken.
True.
2. Mrs. Jones is at home.
True.
3. Paul saw a movie yesterday.
False. Paul is planning on going to a movie tomorrow.
4. Tyler and his father will buy a new cell phone tomorrow.
False. Tyler and his father will buy a new cell phone today.
Part C. Circle and write.
1. If I want to call the library, I can find the number in the yellow pages.
2. Mary hung up the phone because she was mad at me and did not want to talk to me.
3. The phone is ringing. Will you answer it, please?
4. I lost my cell phone when I went shopping. I used a payphone to call my mother.
5. Hello, Smith Bakery.
Oops, sorry. I dialed the wrong number.
Part D. Rewrite the sentences in question forms.
1. My telephone number is 9385-2020.
What's your telephone number?
2. Yes, this is Mrs. Lee.
Is this Mrs. Lee?
3. Yes, please ask him to email me.
Would you like to leave a message?
4. Sorry, she's not here. She's at the post office.
Is Beth there?
5. Sorry, I don't have a cell phone.
Do you have a cell phone?